Okay. The word of bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white. I am dressed. The Lord made a body from his very own, and his wife has this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. The word of moan of your bones and flesh of your flesh, seen in my body, for it took a place of rest, changing me forever, and I'm so blessed with the joy that is now made known of the glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Now see this great joy that's being expressed in fine linen, clean and white. I am dressed. The Lord made a body from his very own, and his wife has this joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, the joy of glorified flesh and bones. I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, I feel it in my body and in my soul, and all my burdens and cares are all gone, 'cause Lord, you gave me the joy of glorified flesh and bones. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. All right. All right. Thank you, Barbara. Amen. That's a new one, isn't it? Amen. I don't remember hearing it before, so amen. I have to say it's a new one. Praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, we just thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. The Lord's good, ain't he?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord's good to us always. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Yes, everything's going now. Thank you. Amen. Being asked if everything's going and everything on this end here, it's looking good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just thank God for today. Very beautiful day. Sun's out bright, and it's not quite as hot as it's been a being right now area. I just thank God for this area we live in because of the weather. It don't get too cold in the winter, and in the summer it don't get too extremely hot. Amen. Because we seem like we catch all the mountain breeze, and that's good for us. All right. So we're getting ready here to begin our message. And we're living in an hour where that the book of the written word for the wife is being fulfilled and has been. Amen. So the message for the wife of the Lamb in this hour is it has to be living word. Amen. That's where we talk about glorified flesh and bones a lot. And this the word's glorified word. And we just thank God so much for the Bible. And there's things that's yet to be fulfilled. And it's all about the millennia and all that. It's laying there, but that's a little early for us to get the full benefit from it, other than the fact that we are part of God, and he just lets us see his plan. But as far as the wife of the Lamb, what God's got for her in the sense of new revelation, well, that's one of the main revelations, amen, is that God's making us glorified flesh and bone. And one of the other great revelations that has come to light in more recent times, in the last 2 or 3 years, I guess, or something, is the fact that when God sent Jesus down, sent Christ down to earth, amen, he sent those souls and those tabernacles that has passed on through the church ages from the days of Paul all the way up to now. Amen. It has passed away. Amen. God, with this message, it's a message to put glorified flesh and bone on them, see? Amen. Because I've brought this in before, and I would just like to say it here because it's something I think is real good. And it's something Brother Brown didn't explain very much, but when he was wondering how it's going to be over there, and he says that he thought that maybe he'd meet Brother Neville, there'd be a little cloud passed by or something, and he could say, "Hello, Brother Neville," or something, and something like that. So that was his need just then. He was thinking like that, and said a voice came in the room, said, "Would you like to see how it is over there?" And all of a sudden, he found himself in a place where the saints was at. Amen. And they greeted him, and he greeted them back. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful play. And it was said that you can't stay. You've got to go back. You've got more preaching to do and something to that effect. And they told Paul, told Brother Brown there, says, "Here we don't eat or drink or anything. It's just perfect. And we're just here resting in perfect peace and all like that, you know." But said one of these days, amen, this was, I'd say, maybe coming into the, maybe 60s or something like that, or maybe even into the 70s. I don't remember exactly the first time he told about it. But said one of these days, he's going to take us back to earth. Amen. And then we'll take on a body that will eat and drink and so on, be glorified body. Amen. So as he talked there, it began to give us insight. And so Brother Brown began to feel himself slip back into his body. He said, oh, no, I don't want to leave this place. And the voice said, you've got work to do on earth. Amen. More work to do. So we see there that that's all with Scripture. And we see Revelation chapter 10 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with verse 13 there. Amen. It began to relate basically the same thing that happened. Amen. As the saints were brought back to earth, the saints, we'll say, Paul called them in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I believe verse 1, he began to talk about tabernacle. We have tabernacles. And those, see, he brought all those back to earth. He said, if this earthly house, this tabernacle, were dissolved, we have a building of God. Amen. Well, those building of God tabernacles were brought back. Amen. And those are the things that we're looking at today. Oh, this gospel is so glorious. Amen. It's so wonderful. And it was so glorious in the days of Moses that they had to put a veil over Moses' face. Amen. Because he couldn't look upon that glory that was shining. Amen. So this gospel is glory, but it has its own glory. Amen. And it has its own message. And every message, every church age, they had a certain type message, brought certain parts of the word. Amen. But this year is the finality, is glorified flesh and bone. And it says together, which means that those saints has been brought back. Amen. Brought back to hear this message that will put glorified flesh and bone upon those spirits, as well as change our body. Amen. And we used to refer to the vile body. And more and more I'm getting to the place where as he began to glorify us, amen, and began to give us glorified flesh and bone, it's that seems to fit less and less. Amen. By saying this vile body. Amen. This vile body is the possession of the Lord. Amen. Belong to the Lord now. Glory to God. And to say vile body would be, seem like a little bit of disgrace to the wife. Amen. Saying she had a vile body when she's actually bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. So if you take that up another notch, you'd be saying Jesus has a vile body. Amen. But he doesn't. Amen. So those are some of the things we're looking at here in this hour. We're living in a wonderful, blessed time. Amen. Let me get some of this water here. Amen. So that's a thing that we're looking at today. The message for this time, it comes by spoken word, inspiration. Amen. And it never, ever contradicts the Bible, see. Amen. It just shows what the Bible says for that time period. But when we get it, the message and the time period it's for in the right place, running together, hand in hand, then this message will always fit in the Word, because this the Word says this, the bringing back of those spirits Amen. Where have they been? Well, we have a building reserved in heaven. And heaven, we don't have a lot of insight of where heaven is, but they came back to earth. When Christ came to earth, God sent those saints with him. Amen. And so they're here with us. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thought. Amen. Amen. They're here with us, and they're taking on glorified flesh and bones. They need to hear this message. This is the only message, and that has come forth that the specializes in bringing out the revelation of taking on glorified flesh and bones. See? Amen. Amen. So which makes it up here? It puts us here at the very last thing before being raptured or whatever takes place at that time. Because there in 1 Thessalonians, it talks about, starting verse 13 on down through verse 16, it talks about together we'll be caught up. And that together is those they brought back, those that have gone on before our time, see. Amen. Those are the ones, glory to God, that we're together with, see. And together, see. And that word, I like that word, together. And together we'll be caught up. Amen. And we'll just actually see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. Amen. And that'll be his complete wife. Amen. All members in, and everything's taken care of. Glory to God. And there's no more time to wear it, no more time to do any of these things. Actually, the word of glorified flesh and bone coming within, it began to eliminate any of those, any wearies. Amen. And it increases in a faith that we know that whatever's happening to us, amen, it's for the glory of God. Amen. Somewhere or another, it's for the glory of God because of the fact that he's working out all these things that together we the living, will be the same as the day that has gone on before. We'll all be glorified flesh and bone. And then at that time, we'll have that body where you eat and so on like that. It will be like Jesus was with all the similarity after he resurrected, see. And then there he could appear, amen, without opening the door. When he appeared to the disciples for the first time, he appeared unto them, and the Bible specifically says, the door being shut. Amen. And in that state, he could eat. Amen. Because they began to be affrighted and saying it's the Spirit. And so on like that. Amen. Or Jesus has come back in the Spirit or whatever the conversation might have been in their frightened state they were in. But Jesus asked, do a spirit have flesh and bones? Amen. And then he says, have you anything to eat? Amen. They had some broiled fish and honey, and they set it out before him, glory to God, and he ate, and he talked with them. And when he finished all the conversation that he wanted to finish, then all of a sudden, he was gone without going through a door. Amen. Just appeared there. Amen. And the Bible says we'll have a body like unto. Amen. With some of the similarities.
We have a body that's bone of his flesh.
Yeah. See, to be a bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And that's the beautiful part of it. And see, another beautiful thought is this, that we're taking that on right now.
Amen.
Amen. This is not something we're waiting for. Amen. I love to read about what's going to take place in the millennia and in the new earth over there in Isaiah 65 and 66. All the wonders and beauty and glory it'll be. But we got something here first, and it's greater than anything that has hitherto taken place for the saints of God. Amen. Now, there's different ones. There's Elijah. Amen. And there was Enoch. They were translated. They had a translation in their order. Amen. But this is a people that's living here, taking on glorified flesh and bone, and we're just changing. And now we have begun to enjoy what God has done for us and what He's doing, and enjoying this glorified flesh and bone. Amen. So that's one of the things that God's doing in this time period that we're living in now. Amen. And it makes it so good, so beautiful. The world has never lived in a time like this, when there was a group of saints. Amen. And that group of saints began to be changed. Glory to God. And meanwhile, He brought with Him all those that have died in the second church age, first church age, and all the church ages, and up to this time, see. All of them has passed on and went on to the place of heavenly place of rest. And glory to God, while their bodies went decayed away in the earth, and some of them was burnt by fire, and others were fed to the lions, and whatever had taken place, and they're gone forever, because that body weren't where the right life was at. Amen. It was in that spirit that was in that life. Glory to God. And then those spirits, those tabernacles, He brought back with Him. Amen. And so they're here today, and it's such a wonderful joy to know that. Amen. And I never heard anybody have a more vivid experience of that than my wife, Barbara Jean, when she was back in the computer room thinking one evening, and just about dusk, she was back there just thinking on the Lord. And then she began to strongly think about those that have gone before, saying something like this in her mind: I'd like to meet Paul, I'd like to meet these, and so on and so on like that. And all of a sudden, something came upon her, and there she was in the spirit in a place. She was in a place there, and it was something like coming within her. Amen. Great joy. And she realized she was with all the saints. Amen. And then from that time on, and that's been 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. Amen. There's been no doubt in her mind that they're here. Amen. She got a revelation there that it burnt so within her that it's unmovable. Glory to God that the saints are here. Amen. And from time to time, God can allow them as He pleases to appear in invisibility and like that. But until then, He wants us to walk by faith, believe God. Amen. And know these things. And it was just His mercy and His grace and all that to let us know these things. Amen, so that we'll have that peace, wonderful peace, knowing that this is a fixed thing. It's not something that can be undone. Amen. When this message get in you, you can hear 1,000 different messages. And occasionally I'll turn the TV on, maybe one of the preachers on some of the stations where they just have preaching and so on. And you'll listen to them just a few minutes, and you can see they have no idea what's going on. Amen. But they do have an idea of how to collect money. Amen. Buy this book and so on. And we can get so many souls saved with that. And one says, for every quarter, I can get a soul saved. And so we've proved that out. That every quarter that you give, a quarter of a dollar, you know, everyone said we can get a soul saved. So if you'll send, we'll send you this book. and send so much money, we can get so many souls saved. Well, that's total nonsense. See, it's not even in this realm, and that there is from somewhere beside heaven. I'll say that. And you can take it from there. That type of message, amen, it didn't come from the Lord. Amen, because it's untrue when it deals with the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Now, what goes on out there in the tribulation period, that's another time, another age that we're not even going to be in, because the wife of the Lamb do not go through the great tribulation. Amen. Amen. So since the wife of the Lamb don't go through the great tribulation, amen, then we're somewhere rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, amen, with glorified bodies, bodies that'll never be changed again. It becomes eternal, like the thought of God, like he had way back. And Jesus says one time about, give me back the glory I had with thee before the world was. Well, Jesus did not exist as a person before the world was, other than in God's plan. And we brought a message of recent time about the things that God dared to dream. Now they all come to pass just like he dreamed it. And he's able to work conditions to make them, make it come out that way. And we're looking with eyes right now is on the Middle East, as far as what God's doing that don't specifically deal with the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Of when I'm talking about the nations there. Now God's got wife of the Lamb in their individual. They're part of us, see. Amen. But we see certain things coming to pass, and we can look in the book of Revelation and find it right there, see. Amen. And all these things, it's just a time that we're at the end time, but then the end time is one of the greatest times that we'll ever live in. Amen. Because here we have the opportunity to take this message, glory to God, and believe this message, rejoice in this message. Hallelujah. And realize while we're doing it is making the certain changes in it. Your mentality has already changed. That's the reason when these messages are preached, amen, it's not so much a puzzle to you. Glory to God, it just adds a piece, a little more revelation, and you begin to just be more and more what God's ordained us to be, see? Amen. And that's glorified flesh and bone. So if I noticed in my wife's songs that she writes, and she writes them on, get the inspiration, and I don't dictate any of them, and don't know what she's writing about till she gets it and she'll come sing. So I got a little thought here, song, begin to sing it, and it fits. It shows a mentality. Amen. It shows a thinking. And that's God changed our mentality. That's part of the change our mentality. And our mentality is now getting where it'll fit right into that glorified body. Hallelujah. Amen. And when I begin to talk like that, I begin to rejoice in the Lord that we do have a new, we've already been changed. Glory to God in the sense of the a change in mentality.
And the body has to react.
Yeah, amen. And the body reacts to that change of the mentality. Glory to God. In other words, amen. All right, got a good hallelujah back there. Amen, that's good. Praise God. So these things are just coming on us, and we're rejoicing in it. And many people, it has to be that way. Fat passes right by them. Amen. They never know. They think there's nothing going on. But there's a change taking place. There's been a change in me.
Amen.
Glory to God. There's been a change in the wife. And the change starts in our mentality. Amen. We know when we hear something, and some people talk about the Lord, how he came. It's good historical. It's a good historical lesson, and it's true. Amen. How he came and lived here 30 years and got baptized by John about 30 years old, and 3.5 years ministry, 3.5 or so. So I want to give myself some room here. 3.5 or so, he just went around, and glory to God, did certain things, and healed the sick, raised the dead. A different mentality came in. Not just Christ came into him, a different mentality. Glory to God. He cared nothing else about building houses anymore. Amen. There was something in him leading him another way. And he began to select disciples, call disciples, apostles, and went preaching the gospel. All those things are so wonderful, and we thank God for the knowledge of that. And then it all came through the church ages. We thank God for that. We praise God for that. Amen. But here we are now in this hour when the glorified flesh and bone, which has not been preached in other ages, amen, is now become the main focus of the message. And it has changed our mentality that our thoughts think like that. Amen. Oh, it's so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be a member of the wife of the Lamb. Sometime we'll talk about being a Christian. Well, being a Christian, there's different levels of that. But the high calling is what Paul had his eyes on. Why have you got your eyes on? Amen. You got to have your eyes on the high calling, and you will have, and you can't think any other way. But then there's Christian people out here that have accepted Christ to a certain extent. Amen. And they have their place. They'll have their place in the millennium and in the eternal age. There'll be people, glory to God, that has certain jobs to do, and they'll be happy with it. But the wife of the Lamb, you don't get no higher up than that, because she sits right there as that tree of life close to the throne of God and the Lamb. Amen. And then all the great planets and all out here, God chose one little place called the earth. Amen. He made this his headquarters. Amen. He made man to live on this earth. Amen. We're not to live out here in outer space. Don't mean that sometime God don't allow people to go out, but they got machines now that can see what would be like so many million light years away. And light travels at 186,000 miles per second, I believe. Amen. So you put that, it's just too big. It staggers your imagination. Can't even get around that. Amen. But in all the greatness of God, there's a Godhead part of God. Amen. And Jesus, at one time, God made Jesus the fullness of Godhead bodily. And now we're married to him. We become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. Which put us exactly, amen, part of the Godhead. Hallelujah. And that's what the wife of the Lamb is. Amen. And she has special access to God, special access to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one thing about it, she's not caring about living in Alice Bay. Amen. Remember one of the things the devil did, which was actually was still Lucifer then. He wanted to put his throne among the stars. Amen. He wasn't satisfied to be what God made him. And then he began to lift himself up. I'll do this and I'll do that. And he began to talk like that. And there was a group of angels there that he got with him. And they got talking like that. Amen. And he wanted to move his throne up there with the stars, see. Amen. Wanted to be so great. Wanted to be as great as God. Amen. But now they're discovering it is so great that it's immeasurable, the space out there. And the number of stars and the number of planets and all those things. But here we are today, glory to God, right down here on this good solid earth, happy as can be, with a changed mentality, Glory to God, our mentality don't care one nickel worth about being up there with the stars. Amen. Now I like to fly. Amen. I'm going places flying planes because of the speed of getting there and so on and all like that. And thank God for that. But I have no desires. I wouldn't even want to live up there in that plane. Amen. Because this earth, yeah, I'm very happy with my feet on this good solid earth. See, glory to God. But if I want to go to another continent, another country, then yes, take that plane and get over there. And where it would take you 3 months to get there in about one day. See, glory to God. So those are the things that we're looking at here. And every day, each step of the way, glory to God, we are becoming more and more glorified flesh and bone. And thank God, and this is one of the greater revelations for our time, we thank God that he brought those other members of the wife of the Lamb that had already gone. He brought them back. And they're taking on glorified flesh and bone. And we're just so much alike that together, amen, we're caught up while this earth goes through some tribulation like it's never seen before. Be a time of trouble like there had not been since there was a nation. Amen. And that there's one great earthquake. The Bible calls it the great earthquake. Amen. And it's going to rip this earth and do so much to it. We see the Rocky Mountains and the different mountains out going out west that separate the east from west here, where they're all them pushed up. Glory to God. And somewhere or another back there when he overthrowed Satan's kingdom, amen, all that, it went through all those changes, but God's going to make another change in it. Amen, it's going to be a beautiful change. Hallelujah. And even in all that, what God's going to do to this earth, there's going to be a people left. I heard a preacher that he was in Second World War in Europe. He said some of them cities were so bombed it looked like couldn't nobody survive. But they'd begin to dig around and find, and there'll be somebody crawl out. Amen, a few spares here and there. Amen. Well, hey, God's going to have enough to repopulate the earth in the millennia to serve in eternity. Glory to God, where perfection is all that is known, see. Amen. So we just praise God for that. And we thank God this morning for you. Amen. For everyone that sees this message and believes, because we know this, that unless you're one of them, amen, it's hard to see this thing. You might see some letter of the word of it and like that, but the spirit of it, to know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Amen. That your mind has been so renewed. And not just renewed, but has been changed to glorification, see. That's put them glorification. I can't say renewed because it ain't never been there before. Hallelujah. Some of these things has never been before. So day by day, we're walking in it. And a lot of times, in reading the Bible, being preached for all these years, since just a small fella, get something, and I'll come across something that'll make a good text right there. And I'll ask my wife a lot of times, have we got a message with this title here or something? She says, we have. We got that in the book, you know. Well, I'll start looking again, see. Amen. But then I realize that this here spoken word is the original seed. Amen. When Jesus Christ was here, amen, he spoke words, and what he says was the word of God. He didn't necessarily have to read it, because many times Moses, the Sadducees and Pharisees would come and say, Moses said this or that. He said, I know what Moses said, but I say unto you. I know what the church age messenger said, but I say unto you. There's a message of glorified flesh and bones going forth, and it's making its way, and God has made it possible that it could go into all nations by printed page and everything. And it's just so wonderful. Amen. What God is doing. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. And it's the wonderful part is it's worded in ways that only those that are to be part of it really gets the goodies, we would say. Amen. Once it go into print, then someone can get it and they can memorize certain things about it. And that's the way they do the Bible. They'll memorize certain things and get up and quote it. And somebody say, that man really spiritual. He knows that Bible. But does he know the spoken word? Does he know what God's doing in this hour? Amen. Has God begun with his mind and his mentality to change it to the point where, glory to God, this glorified flesh and bone is what is first and foremost in his thoughts. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. More and more. I remember I told this some time back, maybe a year or two back, maybe further back. But I was in a certain place. My wife and I was in a certain country. I don't really know exactly what country it was. But there was a little church there, and they was having service. So I says, let's go in. Let's go and attend this service. And so went in, sat down, and they sung the songs and had the prayers as a normally way of opening up the service. And then one walked to the pulpit, which I assume was the minister of the church. He said, Brother Ben Howard's going to be speaking for us today. And he said, come on, Brother Ben. It surprised me. Hey, there's a fella here named Ben Howard, you know. And how many Ben Howards have we got, you know? And as I was thinking that way, he said, come right on, Brother Ben. And well, I began to look around, wait and see if he was going to get up and come on. Someone pecked me on the shoulder, and he said, it's you, go on, amen. And I got up and went up and got there, I shook hands, and the people, strange thing about this, some of them speak English and some of them didn't, amen. So I shook hands with a preacher, and walked on up to the pulpit, and I waited there for someone to interpret it, because it had to be interpreted too. And a lady came up, a well-dressed lady, and she stood over about 3 feet from me there, and she says, are you ready, sir? And I said, yes, ma'am. And I began to talk about the word, telling about this message, telling about this same message. And I went, I guess, 25 minutes or so, which that's pretty good little speech, 25 minutes. Amen, preaching word. And this is what was in me. So when I got started this year, while I'm preaching, not word for word, but while I'm preaching, began to come out, and I began to preach about glorified flesh and bone, and the changing of our mentality, amen, that we feel like because we are glorified flesh and bone. And then I said, I don't want to wear you here, so we'll just go ahead and I'll close out here. And about the time I started to bow my head to pray, I began to hear people say, more, more, more. And they were saying, then two or three started saying, then the whole congregation began to say, more, more, more. And I looked around the lady there. She said, they're wanting you to continue. Amen, with a message. So, okay, I said, okay. And I started, went ahead and began to preach further, getting a little deeper things in this. Amen. And it just caused them to light up. Amen. And so the dream faded out. And I don't recall anything after that. Well, the dream ended without knowing anything more about the situation there. Glory to God. But the thing about it, they say more, more, more. Well, that's what the spirit of the wife is saying. Glory to God. As she began to get this spirit, get this word, amen, it just more and more. More about Jesus would I know. More of his love do others show. More of his coming, Prince of Peace, the song said. Someone wrote a song with that similarity. Amen. Well, praise God. I'm just so happy in the Lord today, aren't you? Amen. Amen. So here we are today, marching a little army, we'd call ourselves. Amen. We're not a fighting army, but we're an army. As some places call armies in the Word, but I'm not sure for the wife that we'd call her an army. Amen. But we'll use that as the terminology. That's what was used in the book of Revelation. I was thinking about the book of Revelation this morning and some of the things that Paul wrote. But, you know, the book of Revelation has nothing to do with what Paul wrote in the sense of Paul had been already gone to by the way of the grave. He'd been gone for 30 years before the book of Revelation was ever written. So some of the things we picked up now, so Paul, he's listening, and he'll say more, more, more. I wasn't around when that was taking place. Amen. I wasn't around when John wrote that. Amen. And John just didn't write. John was the scribe. He was getting the inspiration from the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Amen. And those seven assisting angels that was assisted the seven church age messengers and so on. Amen. See, Paul didn't see those things. Amen. We begin to talk about seven church ages or something. See, that went beyond what Paul saw in his time period. But we'll pick it all up. Amen. And now he's saying, yes, yes, yes. Because he passed away just after the first church age begun, see. Amen. And we have some conflicting histories on that, so I don't want to get into involved exactly the year he passed on and so on. But we do know the book of Revelation was wrote some 30 years after Paul's writing ceased, see. So here we are today, amen, with a message that bringing more, 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 more. Glory to God. Amen. That's why our hearts are saying more, more, more. Praise God. All right. Where were we at in time, did I? Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. So, amen. Time is moving right along here, and we just appreciate the Lord. But I want you to think about these things we talked about today. Amen. And your mentality, that's what you are. You think on these things, and you don't spend your time trying to prove some other Christian is wrong on what they believe. What they believe, this let them go ahead. Amen. You've got the you. But here's why I say just let them go ahead, because we never know about those sincere Christians what God has in mind for them. But we know what he got in mind for us is laid out in the Word, isn't it? Praise God. And here's a message here to keep it up to date, to keep it fresh, and to keep us moving on. And God's give us a spirit keep on that we keep on saying more, more, more. Amen. So let's bow our head and pray here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you now. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you and we love you. And thank you for this mentality that you've given us. Amen. That all these things that have been hid in thee. Amen. As Book of Romans says there, amen, hid in thee, hid since the foundation of the world. Now you made it known to us, and we're rejoicing. We're praising you, and we're thanking you for it. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, may your will be wrought perfectly in all of us. And the wife of the Lamb, may she shine forth in this dark hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. All right. My wife, she's going to come and sing for us now. Amen. And that song she sung first, that was mighty, mighty good. If you're listening just right, inspirationally, it just is excellent. You can tell where her mind's at. Amen. All
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Since Ben was talking about those tabernacles that came down, those spiritual tabernacles that came down. Well, when Brother Branham saw them, they were spiritual tabernacles. They had a form, but it was a spiritual form. Yeah. And, you know, had a building. Well, when they came down and the marriage took place and everything, when we got married, then, see, we no longer see them as spiritual tabernacles. We see them as glorified flesh and bones. That's what happened to me back that one evening when the Lord gave me a quickening revelation that they were here, and they were here in glorified flesh and bones. I can't see them as a spiritual tabernacle like Brother Branham did, because they're not there anymore. I can't go over there and see them like that, because over there is now here. Yes. And amen. When they came into this realm of the glorified flesh and bones, you know, taking it on like we are, then they're no longer spiritual tabernacles, because they've been taking on glorified flesh and bones. And the same as us. And our mentality is taking on a glorified mentality because of this quickening revelation of glorified flesh and bones. So my mentality, when that revelation comes into me, my body is reacting to it. So it's the changing of my body that's reacting to that quickened word of the revelation of glorified flesh and bones. So that's my thinking. And I don't know any other way to think. See, I can't think as a spiritual body. You know, before we were the spiritual body of Christ, a virgin. I can't think that way anymore, because I've been taking on glorified flesh and bones. Amen. So my mentality is totally, you know, changing over. And we're right at the end of that. And as the changing of the mentality is taking place, so is the changing of our mortal bodies taking place.
Yeah.
And so we've moved from seeing Christ as spirit to seeing Christ, the wife, as glorified flesh and bones. That's what the wife is.
Yeah,
the
amen.
Wife is the body of Christ in glorified flesh and bones. And see, for me and the others that have received this quickening revelation, that's how they're looking at the body of Christ and glorified flesh and bones, because that's what we are. That's what we've been taken on. And I just praise him for this revelation. You know, see, the coming took place of Christ Jesus with those spiritual tabernacles. Well, we're on the other side of that coming, where it's glorified flesh and bones. So that's the side that we're living on. Not when it came, but after it came. And after it came, it started taking on glorified flesh and bones.
Yeah.
And I love him with all my heart for this. And it's just so wonderful. And we don't have to have the burdens and cares anymore. We see that drops off as our mentality is being glorified. And our body's changing. Our physical bodies are reacting to it. Because you can't have a mentality change without your body reacting to it, since they're one. The mind and the body's one.
Yeah.
So, and I just praise the Lord for all of it. And that's the reason I was able to write this song together with the saints that have come down, because of the revelation that the Lord gave me. And I just praise him for all of it. And, you know, Ben and I were talking yesterday about, I had something come to me about the scripture that says, cast your burdens upon the Lord. Well,
I was talking to Ben about it, and it's as though Ben knew I was going to ask him. I said, what do you think about that scripture? And he said, well, we really can't cast our burdens and cares upon the Lord anymore because of this fact. We're one with him. And that'd be like casting them upon our own self. In other words, we're trying to cast something off unto him when he's one with us. We're one with him. One spirit and one flesh. So we're trying to cast something off onto somebody else that we're one with. So it never really comes off of us. So the thing is, he just takes that away. And we can rejoice and have joy of glorified flesh and bones. I just praise you for it, Lord. Thank you so much for everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. The saints were living in the glory of Mount Zion in the days before. But when Christ Jesus came, he brought them back to earth with him and joined to us in the marriage of the Lamb. Now we're together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. A greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are raptured together with the saints that have come down. We're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. A greater glory now excels in this secret place of the wife of the Lamb. And we see you, Lord Jesus, at this last trumpet sound. And oh, what sweetness abounds, for we are raptured together with the saints that have come down. Oh, we're together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And the Lord named us Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. In glorified flesh and bones, we are now found. And we're rejoicing together with the saints that have come down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Rejoicing together with the saints that has come down.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that a wonderful thought?
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, let's feed that thought. Some of the thoughts we want to feed them. The other one, we want to cast them down. Glory to God. But more and more, we just have the thoughts that come from Him. Amen. And our mind getting so it automatically rejects other thoughts that goes contrary. Amen. As we think about this glorified flesh and bone, and that's the way the song has been reflecting that, and the message has been reflecting that, and we as living people are reflecting that. Yeah, amen. So it's taking place now, as all the other things are coming to pass that we can see, the prophetic things in the natural, this is also taking place in a mighty way.
Amen.
So praise God. So we'll be dismissed now for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.